NBC has been criticized for the way it edited 911 calls that portrayed the alleged shooter, George Zimmerman, as racially insensitive. Here's the original audio tape.
This guy looks like he's up to no good or he's on drugs or something. It's raining and he's just walking around looking about.
Okay, and this guy, is he white, black, or Hispanic?
He looks black.
Did you see what he was wearing?
And here is the NBC version of what was said.
This guy looks like he's up to no good. He looks black.
What's missing from the NBC version is context. Also under criticism is ABC for comments made about the surveillance footage of Zimmerman at the Sanford Police Department shortly after the shooting. The commentators said Zimmerman appeared to be uninjured. And then there's the issue of the pictures. For Zimmerman, it's a mugshot photo. For Trayvon Martin, a photo of him as a younger kid. Both not true representations of the people as they would appear today.
This is what democracy looks like. Tell me what democracy looks like.
Rallies like this one in Tallahassee on the 44th anniversary of the assassination of civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. have occurred across the country in the wake of Martin's death. He was killed in the Central Florida community of Sanford following an altercation with neighborhood watchman George Zimmerman, who's Hispanic. Zimmerman says he shot Martin in self-defense and hasn't been charged with a crime. Differing versions of what happened continue to unfold, and some people, like Tallahassee Mayor John Marks, are calling for restraint and to let the judicial process run its course.
We must ensure that the court system operates appropriately for everybody under these circumstances. We're not here to try anybody in the streets or through the press or anything like that. We just want the justice system to work as it should.
That pointed remark about trying people in the press is part of a bigger issue.
Those are very specific instances involving very specific news organizations. And I don't think that most people generalize to all media based on the actions of a single news organization. In the work that I've done on this specific case, I'm not seeing people criticize the media overall.
Kelly McBride is with the Poynter Institute for Media Studies and is tracking the effects of the coverage of the Trayvon Martin case and the role of commentators in spreading accurate and inaccurate information.
And you may ask, do commentators more often create distortions or inaccurate impressions of a particular case? And in this case, I think the commentators are definitely speaking to a specific audience, a subset, but I don't think that they have been more responsible for inaccuracies than anyone else.
Other outlets have come under fire for the way they've portrayed Trayvon Martin, with reports that he was suspended from school for marijuana residue found in his book bag. There are also allegations that it was Martin who threw the first punch in the run-up to his shooting, something that the alleged shooter, George Zimmerman, has maintained in his self-defense claim. Meanwhile, state and federal law enforcement agencies are still investigating how Martin ended up dead while walking home with an iced tea and a bag of Skittles. The true details of the investigation won't be revealed until those investigations are finished. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.